This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
.720, Danny Cunningham's going to join us. Wonder what we're going to talk about. Like, I'm mad, but it's not like, this can't be salvaged. But I'm like, so maybe it can't be salvaged.
It did seem like a bunch of guys that were looking to get their coach fired last night. Did it not?
Well.
Do you think that's too strong?
On March 28th?
Wait a minute. We can't just blow past that.
Wait a minute. That's not reckless if he's...
Reckless speculation.
If that's his observation, we saw it live right here in person when Milwaukee came here months ago. But that was at a reasonable time when you tried to get your coach fired. Not on March 27th in Charlotte when you're getting ready for the postseason.
All right, let me rephrase.
Please do.
Please.
That looked like a bunch of guys who were done playing for this head coach.
I can agree with that.
That's
not
reckless.
No,
that's no.
Okay,
no,
hold on.
No.
That's not reckless.
I'm not saying what he's saying is reckless. It's not reckless. It's just a bad idea that if this is your time to make your stand.
But the difference is he said it seemed like they were trying to get him fired.
What was the game?
Or they looked like they were done playing. And I agree with you. Wait. They looked like they were just done.
Hold on. The game in December when they played, was it December when they played up in Detroit? And the report was from Lace and Joyd that they were trying to get their coach fired?
Yes. That,
or
that,
no. That he was thought, coaching for his job.
They thought he was coaching for his job way back when.
Yeah.
Then they went on an amazing run.
That would be the day you'd roll out the basketballs and walk around. You can't do that in March.
Well, I think that's what Max Strus was alluding to when he talked after the game and said, nobody played defense. Nobody played hard.
No, they didn't.
Like, at this stage of the game, without Donovan Mitchell, like, they just got wind in their sails before the game. The announcement was specifically what, Mitch, that Donovan Mitchell was going to be back by the weekend?
As early as Friday,
Earliest Friday.
Okay, that should provide the wind in the sails. I saw all the Cavs tweeters, all the Cavs bloggers and podcasters that only say nice things about the Cavs. They all of a sudden...
Now that's reckless speculation.
They were putting out GIFs and here's this team is about to make a run now because they're about to get their leader back. And then that performance?
I will admit something. It does seem to be, for the regular Cavs fan... I imagine it's pretty frustrated when they get very frustrated with the Cavs and then they're just told they don't know basketball by some of the media. I got to admit that would probably be very frustrating for a Cavs fan. Like, you're seeing things where guys are walking around. They're not trying to play defense.
I might not know basketball. I know not trying, though.
Yeah. I've seen not trying. We've all seen it live. I'm not going to name names. We've all seen it right here. So it was an abomination last night in every single sense of the word, and I almost made a total ass of myself yesterday because I had thought that if they go out and they play Orlando's played very, very well recently, and defensively, my God, they are just a stunner defensively. It's going to be tough. But if they end up playing against Orlando, like, I'm like, great, we get to play Orlando, not the Knicks. Are we making the same mistake we did last year against the Knicks? Are we doing that maybe against Orlando? And then they went out and lost against Charlotte. I'm going, I'm glad I didn't put that out into the ether because then people would just be killing us going, they need to worry about themselves. and they do need to worry about themselves. Because I think the more glaring issue is that I could sit here and rant and rave against J.B. Bickerstaff, and I can. To go out there right after that loss, you're supposed to be a team that's supposed to try to approach an Eastern Conference Finals. You need to have an eye on what's going on. You need to take the temperature of the room. And going out there, I don't care how mad you are, going out there and stomping around and being mad right at the end of the game with the refs ain't the look that you should be going for. You know why? Because that's all we've seen for 4 years, is you walk up and down the sidelines, bitch and moan about the refs, and nothing ever gets done, to the point where I think they just tune you out. But when it comes down to crunch time in the second, with 2 minutes left to go in the entire basketball game, I got Darius Garland running around passing up open looks. I got Caris LeVert not really knowing how to inbound the ball. I got Caris LeVert dribbling around like basically he's just doing a cone drill. What are you drawing up, or what are you not drawing up here? Because anybody can go out there and give the refs hell. It's not a hard job to do. Yelling at referees is something we all do. They can hire anybody sitting at the stoplight on Ontario right now to walk over there and go in the arena and yell at a referee. I need you to lead, and you're not leading. But I can do that all I want. I can yell at JB all I want. But you're the one who said it, and you're the one who's right, and I want to give you the credit for it, where it's like, hey, Donovan Mitchell isn't in this game. Where's your fifth-year guy that you've given the max contract to? Where's the unicorn at? Now, I know he's on a minutes restriction, but you're the one who said it. I'll give you the credit for it, because I think that's the more scary thing. And if I were to see those guys go out there and still not be able to get over the hump, like, it's freaking Charlotte. Like, that's when you're starting to hit panic buttons over here going, I don't feel good about the right now, and then I have to question the future.
Yeah, by the way, you corrected me there inadvertently, because I was saying earlier in the show, you know, come on, it's year four of Darius. It's year five. NBA guys make year their five. Leaps by year five. And maybe we were spoiled, maybe Darius getting that all-star bid so early in his career, and we just expected it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To get better and better and better and better and better. This has been a rocky year for him. I know he had a death in his family, someone very close to him. I think it was his grandmother. He had the jaw wired shut.
And I feel bad for that.
Well beyond that now. He's gained all the weight back. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
This is. Let's go here. This is the stretch run for a playoff.
Yes. And I'm sorry. I'm not trying to run you over here. But I see all that, and I watched that final sequence last night. He rolls his ankle. And he ends up on the sideline. I go, oh, here we go. Like, this is going to be, or the baseline, I should say. I said, now we got to deal with this, and he's going to be hurt. And just as I'm about to get Donovan Mitchell back on Friday, now I got to deal with this. He stays in the game, wants to be in the game, wants to make the difference. They get the ball in his hand. I go, this is your moment. This is your, even though it's really not your moment because you're playing against a 17-win basketball team in March. This is your moment. Here we go. And it's just, I'm going to pass up this open look. No, I don't like that open look. No, I don't like that. You're afraid to shoot. You're afraid to shoot in the big moment here. You got a problem. What's expected is not being met right now. And so, I'm more than willing. You guys want me to, I'll stick my head in the sand, just blame it on JB, get ready for a new basketball coach, and then we'll see if we get that guy to go after him. Because I think we're doing a lot of things, and myself included, we've been laying a lot of excuses at the doorstep for them, and there's none to make anymore. You got a fifth-year guy there. You got a guy in his third year there who has to have an ascension. And I got a guy in Donovan Mitchell who might be looking at this and going, geez, you need me to play against the Charlotte Hornets? Because I think it was in everybody's thought going, well, if you had Donovan Mitchell, you'd probably win this game by 15, and that's the end of it. I shouldn't need Donovan Mitchell to beat the Charlotte Hornets, guys. 216-474-0092. I think your problem is more poignant. What's the bigger problem? Is it going to be Donovan, or is it Darius Garland and Evan Mobley, or is it JB Bickerstaff? I got to say it's the players right now.
Yeah, I said they could change their coach. Hell, they could. We know how the NBA works. Fire your coach. You could fire multiple coaches in a year. Those guys come and go. And I do think, I want to be clear, JB, to get them such a young team that was languishing after LeBron, but we know all that. He instilled a culture. They were a great defensive team. Young teams are never great on defense. That's fine. This has not worked. You know, you traded for Donovan Mitchell, and last year's regular season had us thinking we were going to be on our way. And there is no way right now, March 28th, there's no way you feel better about the Cavs and this setup, this coaching staff, Donovan Mitchell. There's no way you feel better about them today than you would have last year at this time.
It's concerning.
That's a problem.
And it's concerning as well where over the last couple of years, and you could probably make the argument, no, you can make the argument and should over the last 3 years. You start off well, and things start to go away by the wayside. You start off well, and then all of a sudden, and I would want to blame it on injury. I've been wanting to die to blame it on injury. And you can tell with the Cavs and watching them every night, you can tell the people watching them are wanting to blame it on injury. But man, there's a lot of things where they start off well, and then in times where it's needed, they can't answer the bell, whether it be an entire season or in a game in the final couple minutes. Nobody can do it other than Donovan Mitchell. And I think Donovan Mitchell has to be thinking here. Like, I can't coach him too. Like, we got to be able to do something here. You can't just make it 1-on-5. Because if you wanted to make it 1-on-5 against Charlotte, Donovan Mitchell would have been there. We wouldn't have anything to say. We'd be talking about, bitching about 10 o'clock start times for opening day today. But I can't have him just go 1-on-5 and beat Charlotte and think that that's going to be something good going into the postseason against a good defensive team like Orlando, where if you make it 1-on-5, boy, you think we're mad now, you're going to be losing your mind by the time May comes around here. 216-474-0092. Let me get to the phones here. Josh in Grand River, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Morning, guys.
Hi, Josh.
So, I can put the blame on the players, but I could probably put a little bit of blame on JB, but
There's plenty to go around. Yeah, go ahead.
The same mistakes are being made at the end of games with inbounding balls. Mm-hmm. Darius Garland is one of the things that I wanted to talk about. Is the fact of the matter, the past 2 weeks, it's like the guy will drive down a lane, have a chance to take a shot, and then he tries to feed the ball 2 and 3 different times, and then it ends up in a turnover or he steps out of bounds. I love the guy as a player, and it's just like the fundamentals at the end of the game for him are not there anymore, and it's frustrating.
It's I think that he is. He wanted to be back out on the floor. I think he wants it. I think he's overthinking it. It's frustrating. Lima brought up all the other things that he's dealing with, and Josh, thank you very much for the call. I mean, I get it, man. I do, but there's something that is stopping him from taking that next step. I mean, last year, hell, we wanted to blame it on Donovan. We wanted to blame it on, is he a ball hog? You remember that? That was last year. And I think that the injuries, getting slapped in the face, elbowed in the face, I think that that's made him a little hesitant to get to the rack. I think that there's some other things playing into it, obviously, but I need him, man. I need him. This whole thing was supposed to be a culmination, and I can't guarantee championships. I know, man. It's a very hard thing to do. They don't just fall off of trees, but it's got to be better than this, flat out. 216-474-0092. Danny Cunningham, he had some points yesterday to make about it. We're going to welcome Danny on the show coming up next. Should this be a freakout, or is this just a March fart against a Charlotte Hornets basketball team that I don't even know if I could say we're try-hard. We saw them just the other night. 216-474-0092. And coming up at 8:20, Mary Kay Cabot on a possible extension for Amari Cooper. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.